This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the continued momentum in India-Israel strategic partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening these ties for mutual benefits. The two leaders strongly condemned terrorism and reiterated their zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Prime Minister's office said the two leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for efforts towards a just and durable peace in the region, including early implementation of the Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Italy's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that India-Italy friendship continues to get stronger, greatly benefiting our people and the global community. Mr. Modi noted that he also conveyed appreciation for the proactive steps being taken by both sides towards implementation of the Italy-India Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 across key sectors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has supported the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise, asserting that the Constitution guarantees the Election Commission the sole authority to prepare the electoral rolls. He emphasized that the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls is the sole responsibility of the Election Commission and it is intended to purify the electoral rolls. Mr. Shah made these remarks while responding to the discussion on electoral reforms in the Lok Sabha yesterday.
Free and fair chunav karane ka.
The responsibility to conduct free and fair elections has been given to the Election Commission by our Constitution. The responsibility of preparing the electoral roll and making corrections to it has also been to the Election Commission. Under Article 324, the Constitution has given the Election Commissioner complete control over the formation of the Election Commission, the appointment of the Election Commissioner, and the conduct of elections to the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, Legislative Assemblies, the Vice President, and the President.
Earlier, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal alleged that the Election Commission is becoming partisan. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Indian Railways has given over 60,000 crore rupees as subsidy in the financial year 2023-2024 to keep passenger travel affordable. In reply to supplementary in Lok Sabha yesterday, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said that the subsidy given to the passengers amounts to 45% of the total cost of passenger travel. Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has set up a dedicated oversight team at IndiGo's corporate office in Gurugram following widespread flight cancellations and delays. In an order, the DGC announced that the move aims to address passenger inconvenience caused by flight delays and cancellations. The eight-member team will monitor key operational areas including flight strength, crew availability, utilization hours, unplanned leaves, and standby crew for both cockpit and cabin staff. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised its growth forecast for India to 7.2%, up from 6.5% in the financial year 2025-26, according to its Asia and Pacific Growth Outlook report. This marks an increase of 0.7 percentage points after the country registered robust growth in the July to September quarter and prospects for a stronger fiscal year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra and Telangana today. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second T20 match of the series at the Maharaja Yadvendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.